faith-filled finance. All major UK bank accounts. One app. Provision is built by Christians to help you steward what God's given you. Track your spending, saving, and giving in one place. Join the waitlist now at provision.money and get your first month free. That's provision.money.
Leadership File on Premier.
It's my joy to welcome you to the Leadership File, the show that aims to help you lead as Christ would have you lead, wherever he has placed you. I'm Andy Peck, your host, and whether you listen live on a Sunday or are one of the many thousands who catch up via the podcast, it's great that you can join us. Recent decades have seen a rise in the role of children and youth workers in the local church. Statistician Peter Brierley sees a link between church growth and the presence of youth work in a local church. But in some cases, the appointment of the children or youth worker is out of desperation. You teach them the faith because we can't do it. Well, Rachel Turner has developed a book and a course which reminds parents of their key and vital role in encouraging faith in their children. The book is titled It Takes a Church to Raise a Parent, and the course is called Parenting for Faith. To talk about this, I'm delighted to be joined by Rachel herself. So, Rachel, welcome to Leadership File.
Thank you for having me.
Terrific to chat with you. Your journey is that you used to be a youth worker. So where were you based and how did it you get into being a youth worker?
Well, I got into youth work in Aberystwyth in Wales and then moved to Swindon and around different places. I got into it because I went to a student group and some youth followed me home and showed up at my house the next day asking for cake. And I just began talking to them and just absolutely fell in love with what was going on in their lives and this precious time that they were in. And they started talking about God and they sort of sucked me into youth work against my will.
Well, I love the kind of serendipitous way in which all that happened. You come from the States originally, so you came to the UK for some sort of purpose.
Yes, I came to get a master's degree, and I ran into a husband, which was not the plan either.
Okay,
a husband I married, not somebody else's husband.
Sure, yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. So that was in the University of Aberystwyth, was it?
Yes, it was. Yes.
And what was the master's in?
Something completely irrelevant. I have a master's in critical security studies.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know. Use it every day. £18,000 well spent.
Well, it got you to the right place for the right reasons, I guess.
Anyway. It did.
So, I mean, was there a moment or a season of time when you realized you needed to shift your focus from youth or children's work to actually helping parents?
Yes, I had spent so much time helping young people and children connect with God, and they would connect with God when they were with me in the youth group and the children's groups. But when I sent them home, it felt like they were just being headed into this void. And so very arrogantly, I decided I wanted to help parents get on board with my program so that, they could do their bit because I was doing all this wonderful stuff. And I went away with God to ask him to give me the strategy of getting parents to do what I told them to do. And he really just almost smacked me in the head with Deuteronomy 6:4-9, where he was talking about where the discipleship of young people happen. And he was saying, you know, talk about it with your children when they wake up and when they lie down and when you walk along the road with them. And I looked at this verse and realized I was in none of those places as a youth worker. Parents were there in the everyday normal bits that God had anointed for children and young people's discipleship. And so if I wanted to get on board with God's program of young people's discipleship, I needed to start serving parents as the ministers to children and young people that they are.
Yeah. I mean, you say on the promotional video that God has perfectly positioned you to do this just as you are, which is, of course, a powerful tease because that's the last thing that many parents feel. So talk through the kind of bold suggestion.
Well, I think that the reason parents are placed in the lives of the kid is not so that they can be the perfect Christian in front of them, but so that they can show the reality of a life lived with God in real life, in real time. And so therefore, the imperfections and the learnings that all of us go on is incredibly valuable to children, and particularly young people who see the mistakes and foibles in their parents' personality, and to be able to say, yeah, I'm not perfect, and this is who God is when I'm sad and angry and imperfect, is incredibly powerful in the life of a young person. So it is a bold suggestion, because I think that's how God designed it.
Yeah, no, sure. So what are you hoping that the book and the course will do? I mean, and congratulations on the book title, by the way. I think it's It Takes a Church to Raise a Parent is the book title, in case listeners didn't grab that from the introduction. And then the Parenting for Faith course. So what are you hoping that the two will do?
Well, the course is for parents to go and really specifically get skills in how to help your kid meet and know God. I just ran into so many parenting courses that talked about everything about parenting except sort of how to disciple your kid, really. And so this course has none of the other stuff and is only about the spiritual development of your kid and how you can grow in confidence to do that well. And so I'm hoping that the course enables communities to come together and have parents start talking about the things. It's very rare after church do you hear a parent of a teenager turn to another teenager and say, hey, how's your kid doing spiritually? And we want that to be a conversation and for parents to feel competent to be able to do that with their kids. And the book, It Takes a Church to Raise a Parent, is basically how we as a church become a church that creates a culture where parents can flourish in their spiritual parenting of their kids. So I'm hoping the book will equip churches to surround parents and encourage them and support them and say, you can do this. And the course will help parents themselves to grow in confidence to do it at home together.
Okay, well, we'll look at a bit more detail a bit later, but it strikes me that one of the issues that kind of may arise for parents is that they just don't feel very kind of with it and cool. That's kind of why they have children's workers and youth workers to do this kind of stuff, because they're there to kind of, you know, run the home. They're there to, you know, to provide discipline, and they don't find the talk about God stuff very comfortable. Clearly, that's one of the things that your book is and course are trying to address. But that must be a big barrier for many parents as they come to your material.
Yes, and I think that comes from the fact that often we aren't very comfortable talking about faith in general. And so, as with all things, parenting sort of puts a spotlight on the stuff that you feel insecure about.
Yeah.
And often just talking normally about faith and how you're feeling about the fact that your mother has cancer and you don't know how you're dealing with that scripturally or biblically or just in your own emotions, to be able to talk about that with anybody, much less a small person that you have hopes and dreams for, is a really difficult skill. And so that's why we need to make it a normal thing. And so some of it is just talking about, you know, does God speak now, and how does it work for you? And it's okay that it's different from somebody else. And it's just normalizing everybody's journey of faith so that you can feel confident that your journey of faith is valuable to somebody else, including your kids.
Yeah. And it seems to me one of the challenges of ministering to children and to young people is something that when we minister to adults, one of the first questions we ask is, well, are these people believers or not? And we kind of, we might change the way we minister according to whether they would know stuff or actually have embraced the faith. With children and young people, they're at kind of shifting stages. So some of them probably are being dragged along by parents and don't really want to be there and haven't really embraced the faith and are having to go through it. And so in that sense, children's workers and volunteers are having to entertain to keep them engaged because there's no real life there. And that's, it seems to me that's kind of the reality of for many children and youth workers. And I just wonder how you can address that problem and whether your material does that.
It's a really good question. I find that sort of desperation to entertain, to keep them there and to get them engaged somehow, is one of the reasons why people get despairing, is that a word?
Yes.
Of doing it, because yeah. you are ministering because you want to see the fruit. And when you're pouring enormous amounts of effort into something that you feel isn't bearing fruit, it can be incredibly discouraging. Mm. And I believe that when I look at young people and children, they're not so much looking to be entertained as they are to be engaged. And they're looking for authenticity. And I think that's why we feel like we need to be cool and relevant to young people, because we want to entertain them and to connect with them. But actually, they're really looking for real, genuine stories of life and grit and something that looks real and not pretend. And so whether we make it super entertaining, I think we need to make it real. I've run youth groups before where I have no curriculum planned whatsoever, and we just show up and we just talk about what's in the news, or somebody had a terrible week and we just end up talking about that. And I've seen huge fruit in both Christian kids and kids who don't want to be there, because we're talking about the stuff of life. And I think that we underestimate the value of the stuff of life when we're trying to entertain rather than be authentic.
Sure. Spiritual input is of a different nature to academic learning. But, I mean, one of the issues many have thought is, well, look, you know, you have maybe 30 minutes teaching on a Sunday. It's hardly likely to compete with the many hours at school, etc. So your course and your approach is actually saying, actually, there is more to life than just the Sunday service anyway, that actually parents can be engaging in this stuff over the dinner table at other times of life. Presumably you're enabling a greater kind of learning to take place.
Absolutely, because it's hard to teach relationship, because really we're talking about helping children and young people know how to have a friendship, a relationship, a two-way back and forth with a living God. And you know, we don't teach friendship in a teaching scenario in 30 minutes in a week. Friendship with their friends, their peers, is learned through experience and through trying things and through time spent together. And they learn friendship on their own. And we as parents and youth workers sort of coach them and input into their individual friendships. And for me, that's the same with God. They're trying to learn their own path with God, their own communication styles, their own way of when God is in their life and where he is. And our job is to coach them in it. And so for parents and for youth workers is to give ourselves the skill of how do we coach a relationship, a one-to-one relationship that they're having with somebody else without putting ourselves in the center of it. And that's going to happen in the everyday, and that's going to happen in the weird conversations when you're washing up, and that's going to happen in the half second before they go off to school. And we all need to be ready to coach and create opportunities for them to meet with God and to talk about it, because they're trying to figure it out, and we can be there to help.
Well, you're listening to Leadership Farm with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Rachel Turner. We're talking particularly about parenting for faith. And we'll be back just after this. And welcome back to Leadership Farm with me, Andy Peck. I'm joined this week by Rachel Turner. Rachel's the author of a book, It Takes a Church to Raise a Parent. She's also the founder and director of the course Parenting for Faith, which BRF have developed, which is encouraging parents to be enabled to have spiritual conversations, to have biblical conversations with their offspring, and to realise that alongside whatever the church is doing in children's work and youth work, how they're equipping and helping parents is absolutely vital. So we were talking before the break a little of how Rachel had been a youth worker and kind of realised the importance of parenting. Maybe, Rachel, in the second half, we can look a little bit more detail at the kind of things that you seek to do in the course. Obviously, this is sort of advertising the course to some extent, but also helping people to realise what might be important in their parenting. I understand prayer forms a quite large part of the course. So how do you look at the whole subject of prayer?
Well, in my work with children and young people, what we found is that we often try to give children and young people formulas for prayer. They, for some reason, kids, you cannot get to stop talking in normal life, all of a sudden sort of clam up when it's time to pray. And so we've tried to give them formulas, you know, thank you, sorry, please, or we sort of prep them for it. What do you want to talk about? And we have found in experience that it actually creates a weird view of prayer for them, because it means that we are in some ways performing for God. We're planning what we're going to say ahead of time. We're deciding what we're going to say, and then we're going to go in and say it to God, and then hopefully we've left that message and that'll be great. But in no other relationship in their lives do they stand outside the room, write out what they're going to say or plan. They're going to say these three things and then go in and say it. That's not how relationship works. Thank you, sorry, please is part of a relationship, but it's not the center of most of our relationships. And so the way we teach prayer is enabling a real heart-to-heart where there's nothing you can't say. There's no way to get it wrong. And so we call it chat and catch. Chats is just say whatever you like to God, whenever you want to, about whatever you want to, whether it's how you feel about the color of your underwear or how frustrated you are with football or how you feel when you hear your dad scream at your mom. Whatever is on your heart, you can tell God about it completely. And catch is the fact that God communicates back to us and we perceive it in many different ways. And your way will be different than somebody else's way, but God is constantly speaking to us. And we can live a life where we talk to God and he communicates back. And that's how we access his truth and guidance and love. And it's a process of learning to recognize where that is. And so we just train parents to be able to walk alongside their kids in this two-way conversation with God.
That sounds terrific. Lots of families, Rachel, are what we call blended, or they're single parent, or you know, someone's living with their gran or whatever. How does this work in the course? I mean, are you presuming a kind of a standard mum and dad and children, or is it possible for those from these other kind of caring units to also benefit from the course?
We presume nothing because families are so different. We also, not only are there blended or single parent families, but there are many families where the grandparent is the main carer. Yeah. We have lots of families who are fostered or adopted. And so the goal is for every parent, no matter what their context, to grow in confidence to do this. And so the skills we give are not really how do you create a family culture where you're doing things together and faith. This isn't really about how you do church at home. Parenting for Faith is about how you as a parent share your faith, talk about God with your kids. How do you show your kids what's going on in the world? How do you help them in their faith? How do you help them connect to church? And so it really is about empowering each individual, no matter what context they're in, to help their kid in that. And if that means your family wants to do together time and church stuff at home, fantastic. And if that's not your shape, fine. It really is about helping each family in their shape find what works for them in their home.
Right. How long has the course been going, Rachel? And how's the feedback been as you've been going around to different places?
Well, I started it 10 years ago and have recorded it multiple times on multiple DVDs. And so this is the latest incarnation of something that's been running for a really long time. And what we find on the course is that we have a really large number of men engage because I have no idea why, but we usually find it's about, 50-50. Some churches are different than other churches, but we find that's something that is really strong. We also get a large number of people who have parents of teenagers and even older children. I've had many people in their 60s come because they're still parenting their 30-year-olds and want to know how to do that better. And so we find a really broad range of people attend and really grow in confidence because they're really practical skills and they're skills that you can apply in any scenario. So we love, sort of telling them, create windows into your life. And then the next week you come back and people report having hour-long conversations with their kids where they could never have a conversation with their kids ever about God, and they tried something new. And it really is watching a group of people connect with each other, talk about the vulnerabilities of their faith, and grow in confidence. It's a really exciting thing to run. Right now we're doing an online version of it just because we thought we'd try it. And over 450 people have signed up to do the course together online. I think there's a real need and a real hunger for it out there. And we really encourage every church who can grab a hold of it to do it. We know many people who do it, just, three parents on a Friday morning, having watched it at home for free and come and discuss it. So there's no real formal way to do it. It's just access the free course online and do it however you want.
And the sort of time that it takes to go through? I mean, in terms of the actual material?
The actual material itself is like a 25-minute video.
Okay.
There's questions that you can participate in it, and there's 8 of them. But again, you don't have to do them all. You can pick and choose how you like.
Right. I focused a little on the course. So if you did the course, you'd also want to buy the book. What will the book do that's kind of different from the course?
Well, the book that goes with the course is called Parenting Children for Life of Faith. And there's an omnibus version, which means it's shoved 3 books into one. So the book that goes with the course, there's a couple of extra chapters in there of stuff that doesn't happen in the course. There's lots of FAQs. But with the new omnibus version, there's also a whole extra book that talks about parenting for purpose and what it looks like to help your kid know what they're called to in this life and feel like they can be effective today and tomorrow in the world. And then there's the section on confidence and how do you help your kid have a godly center of confidence so that they're not knocked and thrown by all of the media messages of this world as well. So it sort of covers all the different ranges of how to help your kid meet and know God.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, what would you have liked to have included in the course if it was longer? I think you've answered that partly by some of the things you've added to the book.
Yes, exactly. And so in the next year, we're going to start releasing additional modules so that once you've done the course, there'll be these additional sort of one-offs that you can do that cover the rest of the book so that people can really pick and choose where they are and what's next for their kids spiritually.
Yep. So and I suppose one obvious place to go is therefore the website, which I observed and I saw the little promotional video when I went there. So can you give us the details of that?
Sure. It's parentingforfaith.org. And once you go there, there's the course. It's available for free. There's over 200 videos and articles. You can just search for Scared of the Dark and up will pop things to help you there. And there's also a podcast, a weekly podcast that we do for parents. That's 20 minutes for parents, just encouraging them and giving them specific tools and issues to talk about. So there's loads that you can engage with on the website.
Okay. And so that would be available, say, on iTunes or somewhere like that where you can...
Yes, it's available on iTunes and the website.
So what would you type into your iTunes search for that?
Just Parenting for Faith podcast.
Parenting for Faith podcast, and you can download it. Brilliant. That sounds like a fascinating way of interacting with it as well. So splendid stuff. Good. Is there anything I haven't asked you, Rachel, that you think's, you know, important for listeners to know?
No. There's that. The one thing I did want to mention was that we're also aware that parenting as church leaders can be quite difficult because, you know, we're, as youth workers, as senior leaders, you know, we're all leading, but we also have our own kids, and parenting in that context can be really unique, I think.
Yes.
And so one of the things that we've done is we've started running parenting as church leaders training days where we can gather people in church leadership and say, what does it look like for your kid to be a child in a church, and how do we work out all of that tension of being a church leader and a parent living in the goldfish bowl and everything. And so if you'd like to come on one of those training days, the book will be coming out next year for that. But we're running training days all around the country, and we'd love to invite your listeners to those as well.
Fabulous. Good. Well, I will put a link to you know, the Parenting Faith on the notes of the On Demand section on the Premier website, so folk can click through if they want to. Fabulous. Well, Rachel, it's been terrific to chat with you, and congratulations on this course and this kind of momentum that you're developing to help people with this kind of key area within church and Christian life. So thank you for all that you're doing.
Well, thank you for highlighting it. It's so important. I appreciate it.
Okay. So you've been listening to Leadership File with me, Andy Pett. This was I was joined by Rachel Turner. Rachel is, again, the name of her book is It Takes a Church to Raise a Parent. And the course is called Parenting for Faith, and you can go to the website and find out more, as Rachel suggested. You can go to the on-demand section of a Leadership File by going to Premier's website. There's archived versions, there's a podcast. You can go to iTunes and download things there to your listening device and listen to stuff that maybe you've missed in the past that you fancy. You can go to the store side of Premier Radio and get a copy of my book, The Leadership Road Less Travel, which includes material connected to this particular show and stuff that I've learned about leadership over the years. So I look forward to your company again next Sunday at 3:30, or if you're listening via the podcast when it comes available around that same time. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless.
You've been listening to The Leadership File on Premier. And
Andy Peck serves as a tutor at CWR, a Christian charity whose courses and publications aim to apply God's word to everyday life. Contact him via email apeck@cwr.org.uk.